Does MediShare cover emergency room visits? Yes, the cost of emergency room visits may be eligible for sharing under the popular MediShare health sharing plan. However, you may have to spend a certain amount of money before your health sharing benefits are covered. Note that MediShare is not insurance, so it does not technically cover anything, but it does facilitate sharing of medical needs among members. Here's how it works. Before any medical bills are eligible for cost sharing, you must have reached your out-of-pocket annual household portion. This is the amount you must pay out of your own resources during a given year before cost sharing kicks in. With MediShare, you select that number when you first enroll. Once you reach that number, MediShare only requires you to pay the provider's fees, up to $35 for an office visit, or $200 for emergency room visits. Once you've made your annual household portion amount, or AHP, all your emergency room visit charges above the $200 out-of-pocket provider's fee are eligible for sharing. However, restrictions on sharing costs related to pre-existing conditions may apply. See the section below on pre-existing conditions. How sharing works. If you need to visit the ER, you should present your membership ID card and have the provider send a bill directly to MediShare for consideration. If the incident is eligible for sharing, MediShare will work with the provider and negotiate a discounted price. MediShare then pays all costs eligible for sharing, minus your AHP. You'll receive a separate bill from the provider for the balance, normally any remaining AHP amounts you need to cover for the year, plus the provider fee of $200. Members are always responsible for paying the provider fee, even after the AHP has been met. About MediShare, with more than 250,000 members and over $1.7 billion in healthcare costs shared, MediShare is one of the biggest and most established health-sharing ministry organizations in the country. Originally established in 1992 as a nonprofit, MediShare is the first accredited national health-sharing organization in the country. They currently enjoy a 98% customer satisfaction rating, more than twice the average customer service rate for the industry. MediShare and pre-existing conditions. Like other health-sharing ministry organizations, MediShare limits what it will pay for treatment of pre-existing conditions. Specifically, MediShare will only share costs for pre-existing conditions if medical records state that the condition or diagnosis has gone 36 months without signs or symptoms, nor treatment, nor medication, or you've been faithfully sharing expenses with other members for at least 36 consecutive months. After 36 months, MediShare will share bills up to $100,000 per calendar year. Once you reach 60 consecutive months without treatment or symptoms, or you've been faithfully sharing for at least 60 months, MediShare will share up to $500 0 cents per calendar year. Note, MediShare does not treat high blood pressure or cholesterol that is controlled by medication or lifestyle as a pre-existing condition under this provision. If you have pre-existing conditions, and it was those pre-existing conditions that caused your visit, those bills may not be eligible for sharing, depending on when you last received treatment for that condition, and depending on how long you've been a MediShare member. Does MediShare cover hospitalization? Hospitalization costs are generally shareable under MediShare's plans, provided you've reached your annual household portion, AHP, and the cause of hospitalization doesn't fall under the pre-existing condition exclusions above. However, you'll still be responsible for the provider fee, which is $200 for visits and $35 for other incidents. Does MediShare cover surgery? Surgery costs are generally shareable under MediShare's plans, provided you've reached your annual household portion, AHP, and the cause of hospitalization doesn't fall under the pre-existing condition exclusions above. This also includes anesthesiology fees and rehab costs following surgery. However, you'll still be responsible for the provider fee, which is $200 for visits and $35 for other incidents. Also, unlike some other health-sharing ministries, MediShare does not impose a waiting period for cancer-related surgeries. Does MediShare cover cancer treatment? Yes, MediShare does cover cancer treatment, including radiation, surgery, and chemotherapy, provided the cancer is not listed in medical records as a pre-existing condition. That means you cannot have shown symptoms or received treatment or medication for your cancer for at least 36 months. See the section above describing MediShare's sharing policy related to pre-existing conditions. Unlike many other health-sharing ministries, MediShare does not impose a waiting period on sharing expenses related to a new cancer diagnosis. That is, for cancers not documented in any previous medical records. You'll have to cover provider fees, usually $35 per physician's visit, and $200 for visits. You'll also have to cover your annual household portion. If there are no pre-existing condition restrictions, cancer treatment costs are shareable, and MediShare will share them, minus your AHP amount outstanding for the year, plus the provider fees. Does MediShare cover COVID hospitalization? MediShare will generally assist you with the cost of a COVID hospitalization, minus your annual household portion. If you go to the ER, you'll be responsible for a $200 provider fee, in addition to any AHP amount you may have left over going into your hospital visit. If you're admitted to the hospital, you should present the entire bill to MediShare for sharing. They'll negotiate the eventual price and pay any shareable amounts on your behalf. Does MediShare cover cataract surgery? MediShare generally considers cataract surgery is generally considered a shareable expense. You should present your MediShare ID card at the time of treatment. If you're a Medicare beneficiary and enrolled in MediShare's 65-plus cost-sharing plan, the provider will bill Medicare for the costs of the surgery. Once Medicare pays its portion under Medicare Parts A and B, then they'll bill MediShare for amounts left over. MediShare will then pay any costs eligible for sharing, minus any annual household portion, AHP, you still have to cover. MediShare members are always responsible for paying the provider fee of $35. For MediShare's other plans, you should still have the provider send the whole bill to MediShare for consideration. MediShare will pay any shareable amounts, minus any annual household portion, AHP, you still have left over for the year. Note, if the cataracts are a pre-existing condition, limitations may apply, especially within the first 36 months of membership. Does MediShare cover weight loss surgery? Yes, MediShare generally considers medically necessary bariatric and slash or liposuction and similar surgeries to be shareable medical expenses, though subject to some pre-existing condition restrictions. Elective weight loss surgery will not qualify as shareable with MediShare. Only medically necessary surgery. You'll still be responsible for your annual household portion, AHP, and a $35 provider fee. As with the other conditions listed above, you should ask the provider to send the entire bill to MediShare for consideration. MediShare will make sure the bill is shareable under the pre-existing condition terms of the health sharing agreement. They will then subtract the provider fee and any annual household portion amounts you still have for the year. Sign up now for health sharing. Health sharing is a proven way for Americans to save up to 50% compared to unsubsidized traditional health insurance premiums. It's particularly effective for people in good health who don't qualify for a significant subsidy under the Affordable Care Act. MediShare is a great money-saving option, but it's just one of many possible health-sharing organizations. To learn more about how health-sharing may benefit you, or to find out how to save money, improve your protection against unexpected medical costs, or both, click here and make an appointment with a personal benefits manager today. The process is very easy, simple, and low stress, and our services are always free. There's no charge to you whatsoever.